across the land. Would you lend me your ear if you can? I tell you about something, make you move, make you want to dance. Yeah. Hey, have you ever had a feeling that you can't explain? Good God, make you lose your pants, make you go insane. You wake up the next morning thinking, I'll do that again. Yeah. I tell you, it's burning in my heart. I said it's way down, good God, in my soul. Can't hold back this fear. I think I'm bound to lose control. Yeah. It's burning in my heart. I said it's way down, good God, in my soul. Can't hold back this fear. I think I'm bound to lose control. Lose control with the whole. We'll be right back.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Я 76, жду подтверждения настройки.
Я ЛТЦ 76, жду подтверждения настройки.
This sucks. Chop.
28. 10. Cars, effect number 41. We'll be right back.
can't remember. Catch the best train I see. I'm running down the station. Catch the best train I see. I had to leave you here, baby. Well, but you're not coming to me.
Nothing makes sense. Chop Chop makes sense.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
We'll be right back. me tell you how it will be. Cause I'm the tax man.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream. All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
When I wake up early in the morning, stay in bed, float upstream.
To laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Estación Puerto. Estación Puerto. Todos los pasajeros deben descender.
Schadenfreude, Schadifraud, Schadenfraud, Schadenfrud, Schadenfrud, Schadenfrude, Schadenfreude, Schop, 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 Schop,
Schadifraud.
Thank you.
44.
Office, and I'm going to send you off. So, see you later.
Hi.
No. Yep. Delivery. Stick it to you. Stick it to the box.
Should be number registered at the post office. As far as I know, anyway. But, I mean, as far as...
Well, you have bare back. Sammy Dick said you can't.
Sammy on long guy.
Leaving Dick.
Sammy Dick.
Yes, I do. I don't know what a gag. Anything to get away with me, I'm doing that.
Turn around. Bramley, just Bramley, Bram. Is that Bram? Larkin, boys, quick dog.
What are you doing?
Lily Rick.
You're not fucking kidding. Hey, so in there, you eat. So, should end up with my cock in our mouth. Here comes up. I'll make a read me arse then, you know. You keep nicking stuff. Do you want to smoke that for us too? Because of...
This is going to be tough, isn't it? The anus.
What?
Where are you finding it? Well, I'll keep you in it.
Not off the seas, nothing, bro.
Cheers, mate.
That lot in.
Yeah.
You don't complain, I think there's something wrong here.
Why have you got a bag here?
Well, I thought I'd let you sit there. Oh, this makes me feel.
Thank you.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Do not dumb here. Not dumb area here. Shop, 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 shop.
Bắt đầu Sài Gòn, đặt đường thơ phơ.
F1, F2, F off, F, F off, F off, 2, F off, F, 2, F off, back to Russia, to Russia, back to Russia. F off, back to Russia. F off, back to Russia.
Beside me at the wheel, I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my
to the RCT Pittsburgh. Music for people on the go.
I to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere. And she leaned and whispered in my ear.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, attorney Mara Verheiden Hilliard joins us to share an on-the-ground perspective of what's happening on college campuses around the nation.
She's one of the leading litigators in defending protesters and winning numerous lawsuits.
We're also joined by Eleanor Stein, who was on campus at Columbia University during the 1968 protests.
Eleanor Stein is a terrific attorney in her own right, a friend of Michael Ratner's when they were both there in 68, and she's got a good memory.
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I'm New York City attorney and activist Heidi Boghossian. During the Occupy Wall Street protests of late 2011 and early 2012, the FBI treated the movement as a domestic terrorist threat. That was even though the Bureau acknowledged that organizers were calling for peaceful protests. Massive resources were deployed to track the movement, and FBI and counterterrorism agents around the country coordinated with local and federal law enforcement to track and gather intelligence, effectively serving as an arm for private business. Now, more than a decade later, college administrators are calling local armed police, some in riot gear, to arrest and in many instances brutalize hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters in actions and encampments that are sweeping the nation. More than 1,000 protesters have been arrested over the last 2 weeks on campuses in states including Texas, Utah, Virginia, North Carolina, New Mexico, Connecticut, Louisiana, California, and New Jersey. At UCLA last week, after pro-Israel supporters carrying symbols of radical Jewish groups, not of student age, allegedly threw fireworks into a solidarity encampment, students defending the camp were attacked with stones and sticks. Yet after an hour of violence, police standing nearby and watching failed to intervene. Joining us to discuss these ongoing developments is attorney Mara Verheiden Hilliard from the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund and its Center for Protest Law and Litigation in Washington, D.C. Mara is one of the country's top litigators defending protesters and winning several reforms in police practices at mass assemblies and demonstrations. Mara Verheiden Hilliard, welcome back to Law and Disorder.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mara, as you know, back in the 1960s, city police were called in on many college campuses to intervene during protests, and that led to brutalization.